Okay, thank you for holding.
Yes.
So, we weren't able to find any information. We would need his application ID. So,
Oh.
what we can recommend is that you try to log into his portal. It should be able to, if you have his information, you should be able to put in that email address when you go there. And then it sends a code to the email, and then you can log into the portal and get the application ID. And you may be able to find the information you're looking for there, or you can give us a call back. We're here 24 hours with that application ID.
Okay, well, here's my problem.
Okay.
At the time, he and I were separated.
Uh-huh.
And so he was in Florida and I'm in Iowa. And so I have no documents at all.
Well,
And I'm going strictly off the bank statements.
oh, bank statements. I thought you saw an
Yeah.
email. Okay. You may be able to contact the SBA directly and find out if it's a PPP loan, they would have that information, and it's
Well,
public information.
I
Okay.
talked to the SBA, but this is not showing up there.
Okay, so it may be an equipment. Okay, hold on a moment.
Yeah, 'cause it's the only thing I have is it just says Amir Equipment F and then EDI payments and then a 0009 Anchors AP and then another long number with a lot of zeros and at the end it's 1738. And the other one is under his name's James Svadvik 1718. And that's on my bank statement.
It has his name in 1718.
Yeah. And the other one was Anchors Appliance and it was 1738. And that's just the, identifier numbers on the bank statement.
Okay. All right, hold on, please.
Okay.